cybersecurity. You don't want to miss this. Come Wednesday, it's a free cybersecurity event open to the public. You know many of the region's best cybersecurity professionals who respond to in-the-moment cyber threats against our state, local governments, schools, and businesses will be involved, gathering to exercise their skills and compete in the 7th annual Purple event. Let's talk about what this is all about. Glad that you are here. Program manager at the Cyber Hub at WMCAT, Anthony Tuttle. Good morning to you, Anthony.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Abraham, we'll call you Abe. Member Jones, member of the West Michigan Cybersecurity Consortium Steering Committee. Good morning to you, Abe.
Good morning. Thank you, Shelby.
All right. Give me the 101s of our great WMCAT and certainly that standing for West Michigan Center for Arts and Technology, Anthony.
Yeah, so this is the 7th annual Purple event. It is an event for the West Michigan Cybersecurity Consortium. The Cyber Hub at WMCAT is the contracted entity of the City of Grand Rapids Smart Zone Local Development Finance Authority. So this is our second event for the consortium, really hosting all of the, like you said, the local cybersecurity professionals in the west side of the state so that they can come and practice, hone their skills, and really continue to progress the field of cybersecurity as they protect us against threats in their daily lives.
Add to this, Abe.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the West Michigan Cybersecurity Consortium, it was formed in 2010. It's now around 700 members of really all of the major employers in West Michigan. And we just needed a consortium that was a trusted network of professionals to share information and collaborate on, you know, and get answers around cybersecurity problems. Really, our partnership with WMCAT kind of began more of having to be able to provide to employers. They want experience. They want experienced cybersecurity professionals. How do you get that experience with no real place to practice? And so standing up the Cyber Hub at WMCAT was ideal for us. It was a neutral location that anybody could really go to and participate. And then it has live action theater. Really, you can learn all of the real concepts that you do every day in your daily life.
Yes. Well, more on the big picture, and then let's zone in on the actual event, because I think there's a live hacking competition involved here. Obviously, we hear about cyber attacks happening all over the world, but what, cybersecurity experts on the front lines are ready to protect Michigan specifically against cyber attacks? Are we secured here?
We are secured.
Thanks for that. Let's talk about an event, this event Wednesday. First of all, are we meeting at your place then, Anthony?
Yes. Yeah, so this event is at our new WMCAT facility on the west side, 614 First Street Northwest. We're in the entire third floor, so Suite 300. And this year's event is called the Capture the Flag event. So Capture the Flag is a sort of common explanation for live team versus team exercises for cybersecurity professionals. Our Capture the Flag event is powered by Merit Networks. And so there are over 14, I guess there's about 15 or so modules ranging across the full spectrum of cybersecurity sort of skills and expertise. So from the very introductory beginning level Linux or networking or Python scripting concepts, all the way up to SCADA, which is really focusing on how you might infiltrate or protect an electrical company. So thinking about that critical infrastructure and making sure that individuals who participate are able to practice their skills to cover the entire spectrum of what they might run into as either a government employee or a local business employee to keep everything safe and secure.
We mentioned free, open to the public, but specifically who should be attending this event?
Really, it is anyone interested in cybersecurity. If you're really cybersecurity curious, you should participate. At least see what this is all about. Just the fact that we have this cyber hub here and able to provide some knowledge and training is pretty crucial and important to the whole community.
And Anthony, more on your cyber hub. The region's only neutrally located and community-based cybersecurity resource, I understand.
Absolutely, wow. Yeah. So WMCAT and the Cyber Hub at WMCAT is the fifth hub on the Michigan Cyber Range. So I'd mentioned Mirror Networks earlier. They power they power all the things that we can offer to the community. We're the only one here on the west side of the state, and we're also the only cyber hub that's at a neutral location. So by that, we mean we're not at an educational facility. So there's a couple of hubs that are for National Guard, so those are not open to the public. Mm-hmm. And the remainder of the hubs are either at a high school or universities. Mm-hmm. And so being WMCAT, being a nonprofit, yes. being on the west side of the state, we're very much focused on being this neutral location where we can sort of take away maybe the tribalism of your particular educational institution or your particular company and really be that common ground for everyone to come together, learn together, practice together, develop products and solutions or test different things that they have for the community and really connect with everyone inside of the cybersecurity ecosystem.
Nice. Let's talk about the day itself with registration as early as 7:30 in the morning.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So this event is a consortium event, so members are already registered to participate and compete. So we're going to have them show up starting at 7:30, but we'll kick off the event from 8 and get everything set up before 9. Live competition will be from 9 until approximately 4:30, but those are for the consortium members that are actively participating. For those that would just like to observe or to learn, for anyone who's interested from the community coming together to really explore what cybersecurity is about, we're also going to have some demonstrations. So some of that will be a capture the flag exercise, very actually identical to what the competitors are going to be experiencing, but at a much slower pace so that, you know, the community can learn and see what it's about. We will also have a 3D virtual tour of Alphaville. So Alphaville is the virtual city where all of this infrastructure is held. And Merit will have a 3D virtual reality headset where you can sort of physically or virtually walk through what Alphaville looks like. And then we'll also have a lot of we'll call them product showcases from some of our sponsoring vendors. So Optive is our partner sponsor for this event, but they've also worked with a bunch of local providers as well to help make sure that this day is a free event to the yes. public and the consortium. And just to mention, you know, those gracious sponsors, Rapid7, Signal Sciences, Onapsis, Tenable, Checkpoint, and Veracode, in addition to Optive. So, you know, we'll have all of these things sort of going on in parallel throughout the day, throughout the space. Competitors will be sort of in their rooms, hacking away, learning and practicing together. The broader community can be in the rest of our facility, learning and connecting. And then at the end of the day, once we've announced the winning team, we will also have a networking reception to follow from 5 to 7.
It's going to be a long, good day, and of course, we're talking Wednesday. Why entitled a purple event?
Well, I guess I'll take that one. So, really, the purple event has grown. It started out more as a what we would call a blue event, which is kind of the defensive side of cybersecurity. Yes. Then there's the red side, which is the offensive. And so we've been playing with the format of how to do this and how to engage the community. And ultimately, we now have blue and red. So we have offensive and defensive security professionals in the environment doing their activities at the same time. And, you know, red and blue make purple. So we call it the purple event. That's the name.
That's good. It's been a long time since I've mixed those colors, yeah. right? Tell me more about your students, any of your WMCAT progenies that will be getting any experience from this?
Yeah, so there are a handful of WMCAT students and a couple of students from the surrounding area that will be attending, those that have expressed a little bit of interest. Just step back just a half step and sort of talk about our student population more yes. broadly. You know, at WMCAT, we have after-school programs for teen students. We also have workforce development programs for adults. And we're also in the process of rolling out a new program that's targeted towards post-secondary but pre-college education students as well. Looking at that population through the lens of the Cyber Hub, we're really focusing on helping to build the skills so that people can go into cybersecurity as means for really sustainable economic growth and strengthening family outcomes. But we're also looking at diversifying that pipeline. So at the Cyber Hub at WMCAT, really focusing on today the existing professionals, which is why we're so closely partnered with the consortium, but through exposure and awareness and really giving everyone permission and encouragement that cybersecurity is a viable career path, looking at building out that pipeline towards the middle school, high school students, even not as a maybe a bespoke or explicit career option, but just to make sure that they know, everything that they're doing in their digital lives as it's increasingly moving online, making sure that they're aware of how to keep themselves safe, and then also, equipping them with the skills over time so that, they could turn into an Abe Jones one day in the future.
Yes. And Abe, how can one potentially get involved with the consortium?
Well, with the consortium, you can actually go to the website, wmcsc.org. That is our official website that you can register. Really, anyone is available to register and participate in this. I think one thing, what Anthony had mentioned as far as WMCAT and the students there, we have a shortage of talent inside of our pipeline. We need to be able to hire individuals that can do this activity. And we've had to go into another area of how do we get it? It's a non-traditional talent. We see this in this area especially, that we have individuals that we just aren't tapping into that just need the exposure, and then we'll hopefully kind of, be interested in this and grow into the field. And that's why this partnership works so well. The consortium has the mentors. We have the knowledge base. We have those professionals. Now, if we can partner with WMCAT and their students, we just start helping them move up. And I think we can impact that, that hit to talent.
It's a world in which we live. We've got to talk about cybersecurity. Yeah. And you do on Wednesday. What are your final words, Abraham Jones?
My final words would just be that, come out, check it out, see what it's about, and see if you can get involved. If you have any interest, just please come by.
Great. How do we find out more about the consortium?
At wmcsc.org.
West Michigan Cybersecurity Consortium does host the 7th annual Purple event at WMCAT. Your final word, Anthony Tuttle.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, first off, thanks for having us, but also, as we're wrapping up the first year of having the Cyber Hub at WMCAT, we're really picking up some steam and some momentum, and we're able to start delivering more things to the community. So between now and the end of October, when there's a large hacking cybersecurity conference here in Grand Rapids, the Cyber Hub's offering a wide variety of educational learning opportunities. So you can find all the details of those on our website. It's cyber.wmcat.org, WMCAT, WMCAT. And we have an events calendar posted up with everything that we're offering so that you can sort of quickly skim through and see what might be applicable in terms of community events, learning opportunities, practice exercises, and things like that.
Awesome. Thank you, Anthony Tuttle, Program Manager at the Cyber Hub at WMCAT, and Abe Jones, member of the West Michigan Cybersecurity Consortium Steering Committee, talking about this free cybersecurity event this coming Wednesday. Enjoy your day.